Small Town Scuttlebutt.
Hey, Evan, have you ever smelled burnt hair? You know, I was wondering what that odor was when I walked in.
My knuckles.
Oh,
I was boiling some water to make some tea.
Yeah.
Only to realize that my wife threw away all the tea because I wasn't drinking the tea. Like that.
Yeah.
You know, you get like everything has a shelf life with her. And if you don't touch it or move it or use it.
Yep.
It somehow gets removed. So I don't have any tea, but I have a raspy voice because I've been inhaling.
Yeah.
Sawdust and paint vapors. And
wow. More manly than I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're not a man unless you inhale at least, 15 grams of carcinogenic particulate.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it like Carl Sagan. Particulate.
Particulate.
Particulate. Anyway. So, yeah. So, sorry for the smell.
Yeah, that's okay.
And also, we're on the satellite. This is not our studio.
Yes.
I'm redoing the studio, inspired by your studio, by the way. And so we're hanging out in the game room in our basement. By the way, I'm Rick Fink. That's Evan Walsh. This is Small Town Scuttlebutt.
So this is, you said this is my third time on the show?
Third time you're on the show, Evan.
Super exciting.
Hat trick.
Thank you. What do I get with the honor here?
A handy.
Oh, okay. Well. No curtains for the table.
Oh, see, do we have to see now that we're on video? I mean, I just sometimes I do a throwaway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that doesn't make it. Like that joke was for you and me. That wasn't for the Scuttlebuds, right? So, but I said it,
you did.
I could just go back and edit, and that's what I would do.
Sure.
But we're on video, and it's going to some other person, and I don't know what the hell they're going to do with it.
Listen, you never know, right? That may not be one of the feature highlights, but maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Speaking of handies, which was a joke. You're not getting one. There was on social media in town, I don't know if you remember this, an ad on social media that went into the town Facebook groups about a massage parlor that's in town. And it was kind of, it lent itself to a risqueness. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Was it in this town?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're
they
kidding.
Rented some office space.
I'm sorry, they what?
They rented some office
space. Oh, I thought you said they erected some office space.
Orifice space.
Ah.
And then, I'm 17, by the way, going on 47, I don't know. But so they were here. They were here, and it was like a thing. And I guess they were here, and then they were gone. And this is what they do.
Wow. Is that like a pop-up?
It's like these... Like,
little pop-up massage parlor?
Yeah, little illegal Chinese pop-up massage parlors. And our little town of Medfield had one.
Wow. It's kind of like a food truck of sorts, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like a massage truck.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw a massage truck.
Jiffy Lube oil change kind of flush.
I thought I saw one in your driveway when I pulled in.
Yeah, we have the cleaners here in the... The logo is pink, and it's a silhouette of a woman with a vacuum cleaner, but that long handle looks more like a pole.
It was, I didn't know what I was walking into. I was like, this is my kind of party.
Wow, they come to you now.
Yeah, maybe that is what I get for the third show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is a pole dance.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. I love it. Milestones.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hand it over to you because you got this new podcast coming out.
Yep.
In development. So I thought, let's give Evan another rep.
That's awesome.
He can come out. Take it away. What's going on?
Give me the ball,
man?
Coach. Give me the ball.
You got it.
Reality check is sort of the theme that I'm going with on this podcast idea. Who knows where it'll end up, but that's just a good starting point. And about a month ago, I had a bit of a reality check where I was in on a listing presentation. It was me and another agent that were competing and did everything I can do. The full package. They got the full package of Evan Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about a week or so, maybe it was even a few days, I had checked in with them and I actually even got them a contractor to come out and like make some fixes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And hadn't heard it from them in a couple of days. And I called just to find out how things were going and timing and all that. And they said, we've actually decided to go with another agent. And I was like, wow. So
Well, yeah. We got to find that agent.
Yeah, we do.
Take him out.
Yeah, want to go now? Let's roll.
I'll roll up a rug and get some gasoline, if you know what I'm saying. Teach this guy a lesson.
Hey, you got to be quiet, though. Got to be quiet. So, I'm trying to figure out, you know, was there something I could have done differently? I try to, you know, and I'm respectful to the fact that, you know, they've made a different choice, even though inside I'm dying and I'm burning. Mm-hmm. So they told me, well, to be honest, you were both so good, we decided to flip a coin. And I was like,
this is how the decisions are made.
You're kidding. And no, I'm very serious. They flipped a coin to make the determination on who they should list their house. Mm-hmm. And inside my head, I'm like, why would you leave a coin flip to dictate the most important decision of your life, right?
How much would you value that house?
It would be in the 1-6 range. And then it's in the 1-6 range. Okay. I won't say where it is or who's involved just to protect the innocent.
Mm-hmm. That's nice of you.
But that was a bit of a reality check. Never sure. In my life have I lost to a coin flip in a manner such as that, right? So anyway, that reality check came full circle.
Okay, but can we just stop right there? I want to
please
dig in a little deeper because there's this emotional feeling that we didn't explore. Let's drill down. I kicked the mic on the floor. Sorry. How did it make you feel? Did you feel like you got robbed? Do you think it wasn't fair?
I thought flipping
it was insulting.
A coin I felt very undervalued.
Undervalued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had they flipped a $100 bill, then maybe, you know, maybe a little different. But or a collector's coin.
I think if it's a good problem to have if you're the homeowner. You found two people that you love, you can't make a decision. As the husband of this house, I would kick the can, defer to my wife, let her.
Yeah.
If she punts it back, then I say, all right, who did I like the most? Who
sure.
Who would I be most likely to smile at as I hand the check over to?
Yeah.
You know? And it would be Evan Walsh.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
The Walsh
very much.
Team.
But, was I heads or was I tails?
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, it's kind of insulting that they just marginalized you to a coin flip. If go all in, you know what they should have done? Called you back.
Oh.
Okay, and then called this other guy back.
Yeah.
You don't know if this guy's coming back.
Correct.
And he doesn't know you're coming back.
Yeah, I like
that.
But
at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, you both bump into each other in the driveway.
Oof.
Guy comes out. He's like, we're going into overtime.
I love it.
Okay? Both teams get an opportunity to sell this house. We're going to do a coin flip. Okay? Heads and tails. It's a U.S. quarter. Evan? What do you call?
Receive.
No, you have to call heads or tails.
Oh, sorry.
Have you ever watched the Super Bowl?
It's always tails.
Is it?
For me, it's always tails.
Why?
Well, or I could try to trick them and say, heads, I win, tails, you lose.
Yeah, but the kid isn't 4.
Oh.
You could also pull the thing out of his ear maybe while you're at it.
Yeah? Or, I would call tails.
Okay. Here's the flip. Okay, boom. And it's heads. Now how do you feel?
I almost feel like I'd feel better.
Better.
I'd almost feel better because I was present.
Yeah.
And I actually made the call myself.
Mm-hmm.
I called tails. It didn't come up. I don't know who called tails in that house.
Yeah.
You know? So that now I'm even more angry.
Yeah.
I didn't have that opportunity.
There wasn't transparency.
No. None.
Can I brighten your day? Or there's more to this. I'm sorry. We're diving into that, but there's a second half.
So that's just a reality check, part one, okay. Right? Part two is a month later now. Uh-huh. I get a call from one of my agents on my team who's out of town, and they said, you know, I've been working with this particular client for a long time. They haven't found anything that they like yet, but they just saw this property come on the market and they would love to see it. So I pull up the property and wouldn't you know, it's the property I lost the coin flip to.
Oh.
Okay. But it gets worse.
Yeah.
So now so basically what ends up happening is I'm now going to have to show someone else's client a property that I lost the listing on to a coin flip mm-hmm. that I will likely have to write an offer for them on his behalf. And obviously he's my team member. I love him. And I will do anything for him. But what that does to me inside is like it is an emotional blender.
Yeah.
And I'm frankly a little bit pissed.
Good.
That's how I feel.
Well, you have some podcast therapy here, man.
Jesus.
Just let it out. Let it out. You're going to get the sales commission. I'm trying to be positive for Lent. I gave
we
up negativity.
Will, if it goes through, the team will get credit for the sale.
Okay.
But which, you know, obviously that's good. That's important. There is a little silver lining to everything. And I always try to find the silver lining.
But you found a piece of the pie. You took something. You got a little bit of it.
It is tough.
Ugh. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to, actually, you know what? Honestly, just did it. You just talked it out. You feel better now. We're moving on.
Right? I do. In situations like this, it just drives me to work harder because I just don't want to lose. I hate losing.
You have to practice coin flipping.
You have to practice.
God, half the time, it's always heads.
Yeah.
I lose half the time.
It's brutal. You got to up the odds. Up the odds however we can.
Looking for 60%. Well, I can cheer you up a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So it's the month of March.
Yep.
And you know what that means, baby?
March
Madness.
All right.
Okay. So we have March Madness coming up. And that's a cool thing if you're a basketball fan.
Sure.
Right? But you can have a March Madness tourney for just about anything.
Absolutely. Bracketology.
You can make a bracket for whatever. What's your favorite foods?
Sure.
Pizza versus ice cream.
Yep.
Pizza wins. You know?
Yep.
Could do that. So you know what I did?
I always liked the supermodel one. You know, supermodel versus versus actress. That's a good one.
Oh, I was going to say. Well, supermodels, I mean, it's obvious. Elle McPherson's the reigning
all-time
champion. All-time.
All-time.
Elle McPherson. Nope, can't beat it.
Yeah, she was a, she was a sacred part of my younger days.
Let me tell you something. Do you remember the movie Sirens?
I don't.
Well, I do. Because she was topless in this movie.
Oh, my God.
And when I saw the movie, my heart sank a little bit. I was like, oh, Elle, you didn't have to do that. You're Elle McPherson. You
cheapened her.
Leave a little to the imagination, you know? Like, that was...
She is a international woman, though.
She's awesome. Yeah.
And so those, you know, they do things differently on other continents.
True. True.
I remember the first time I saw a French woman on a beach in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That was very exciting.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do a March Madness tournament throughout the month of March for Worst Neighbor. Oh,
love it.
Because there's a lot of bad neighbors out there.
Yep.
And we just need to find the worst one. So,
yeah.
This week, we are going to announce all 8 teams that made it to this year's tournament. If there's someone that you know or that person that didn't make it, something happened in the late rounds at the end of the season and preliminaries or whatever, and the head-to-head contest, the one-game playoffs to get into the tourney, didn't happen. You know, they didn't bring their A game or their Z game because they're terrible, right? They're at the other end. So maybe the next year they'll get it. But this year we've got... The dime dropper.
Ooh, I love it. Yeah.
The neighbor that's, you know, calling the police or calling the water department because your sprinklers are on during a water ban or something.
Yeah, don't be that neighbor.
Yeah. Well, they're going up against the yard storage guy.
Oh, okay.
This guy's been working on that. It's always a Mustang.
Yeah.
And one of the shitty ones from the 90s. Like, no one cared about
them. Up on blocks.
Yeah. One of the 80s. Those 80s Mustangs. They totally the went in a different
bodies.
Direction.
Yeah, not a fan. Or the fast body, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't even look like that. Anyway, the borrower or the constant borrower.
Okay. Okay.
Everything from, do you have any butter? That's fine. But, you know, not every week. I mean, there's a grocery store. I have directions to get to the grocery store. Oh, it's my barber. I can't take it right now. I'll call him later. Okay, so also going up, the fourth person in this conference, we should come up with names for the conferences.
Yep.
This is the community conference. The community conference and the neighborhood conference.
Okay.
Okay. So the community conference, we got dime dropper, yard storage guy, the incessant borrower.
Yep.
And also now we have the gossip girl.
Oh boy.
You know? Right. Yep.
No one wants to be at the hands of the gossip girl.
Going to the bus stop has a whole new experience when the gossip girl shows up.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I feel like the gossip girl at the bus stop.
You're the gossip guy.
Right.
There are gossip guys. One of my buddies is a wicked gossip.
Is he really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love it though. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun to listen to.
Yeah, it is.
I don't pass it on. Yeah. It lives and dies with me. I just listen to him. I go, wow, that's cool. Okay, so let's go over to the neighbor conference. Okay.
Yep.
We've got the driveway defender.
Yes.
Explain that one.
So the driveway defender, you know, not if you live in a neighborhood, you may see it, maybe you don't. But the driveway defender is like that person who they block the end of the driveway with random shit to prevent people from turning around in the driveway.
Sure.
So maybe it's a little more common on like a more of a main street or place where there's sort of an awkward turnaround. But, mm-hmm. you know, they'll put out like 5-gallon buckets or like, you know, maybe like the Virgin Mary. They just kind of stand her there. No one's going to knock her over, you know, yeah. and they just kind of put all this crap.
Or knock her up. That's true. No one did. I mean, she's the Virgin Mary.
Honestly, that joke is immaculate. So they just put all this stuff in the way, you know, so you can't turn around. So that's the driveway. What do we call them?
The driveway. God damn it. The driveway defender.
The driveway defender. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, you know, but they might give you a run for the money on the next person. Okay. Here. Who's that?
The next person is the doo-doo dropper.
Yeah.
It's referring to dogs, right?
Yeah.
Unless you have someone with a mental health problem that defecates in your driveway for sport.
Well, it's funny.
That would be the champion. We wouldn't even need the attorney.
It's funny you bring this up because there is a little story. The doo-doo dropper is really referring to the neighbor who walks their dog and doesn't pick the shit up.
Yep.
So, you know, sometimes it's just left like a little pile on there. And then other times, like, they'll even put it in the green bag and then they'll just leave the green bag there. Have you seen that?
Yeah, like, it happens all the time.
What is that? You know,
what is that? You know, I confronted. So my front yard is 100 feet from front door to street, roughly. So if you want to get someone's attention on the street, you got to yell out there.
Yeah,
I'm looking out my window one morning, having a coffee, and I see this lady walking down the sidewalk in front of my yard, and she's got her dog, and he's dropping a deuce.
Oh my God.
And she bags it. And I said, I just didn't have a good feeling. She just was giving off the vibe, you know, the entitlement vibe.
Yeah.
So she bags it and drops it on the lawn and continues. And I said, I opened the door.
Yeah.
I said, hey, excuse me. And she looked up at me. I said, you want to pick that up? She's like, I'll get it on the way back. I'm like, we both know that's a lie. How about you pick it up now?
Yeah. Carry it. What's a big deal?
Yeah. And she's like, I'll come back. I'm like, you either pick it up now or I pick it up now and follow you with it. Shove it up your ass. No, I didn't say that.
Geez.
But I did say, hey, yeah, come on, pick it up.
That
Let's go. Is that now this is why my wife's like, I need a little brush. I'm like, she literally shit on our property.
Yeah.
The property, our biggest investment, our home.
Yeah.
She dropped a bag of shit on it. And tried to justify it's no big deal. I'm feeling disrespected. It's not a personal thing. She would do this to anyone.
Yeah.
So I'm not taking it personally. I'm just defending. She's the driveway defender. I'm the property defender. I'm just having, I have respect, self-respect.
I think being a property defender in that situation is totally fine. And it leads me to a quick little story. Do you mind if I
just
cut in real quick?
Do it.
So this brings up, I mean, we're talking about dogs and, you know, bad pet owners, but this is a true story. Have you heard the story about the quote, the mad pooper?
No.
Okay. So this is a true story. This is a woman from Colorado Springs, okay? And she would go on a daily jog. And one morning, a woman walks out, who would be you in this case, right? Walks out, just kind of sitting there with their coffee. Walks, looks and finds this woman defecating on her front lawn.
Nice.
And she's like, what?
Yeah.
At first, she let it go, okay?
Really?
Let it go.
Get out.
No joke. Let it go.
Come on.
A week later, the jogger is back. Mm. Does it again. And she's like, what the heck? I got to say something, but she's probably embarrassed. You know, like, are you doing what I think you're doing?
Yeah.
So anyway, this has gone on now for weeks over the course of months. And finally, this woman has the gumption to approach this lady jogger. And she says, excuse me, did I actually see you defecate on my front yard? Uh-huh. And the woman says, yes. And ran away. So So this whole thing went viral. It was on the news. It was on, you know, TikTok, all the social medias and stuff. And people dubbed her the Mad Pooper.
Good name.
Yeah. So I don't really know where we're going with that, other than is a bad neighbor.
That's a bad neighbor.
Oh, she's still on the run.
That's great. And she has the runs. God, poop jokes. We just went to poop jokes. Let's clean it up.
All right. Sorry. That's the risky run.
Let's see. The loud equipment guy.
Yep.
Got that one.
We all have those. I'm that guy sometimes with the tractor.
Yeah. What about the, here's the other one. The super reclusive, Boo Radley.
Did you never see them?
Well, once in a while you catch a glimpse of them.
Yeah.
You wonder what is going on.
I feel like those people, they're quiet. Mm. But they're more of an aura, right? You're wondering what they're doing. You're wondering, like, what are they doing in the darkness of that basement?
What does that house look like inside?
Yeah. What does it smell like?
I'd love to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are interesting.
All right. So those are the eight. First one. You ready? The dime dropper or the yard storage guy? Next door to you is a person, a family, right, that calls the police every kid's birthday party, every year your daughter has a birthday party, every year it gets a little too loud, the police are called every time. This happens on certain occasions. Once you were mowing the lawn, didn't turn the mower off until 7:04.
Ooh.
Okay, you were just wrapping up. They dropped the dime at 7:01. Mm. They said, nope, I gave you an extra minute.
Yep.
And the police showed up for noise complaint. That nuisance happens regularly.
Yeah.
Do you want to live with them to your left or to your right? Look out your window with that morning coffee.
Yeah.
And see in front of your, or to your right, you see a 1976 pop-up trailer, not popped up.
Yeah. Moldy.
Algae.
Ugh.
You know, also the top, the roof is now a platform for storing.
Mm.
A 16-foot ladder. A generator, kind of half of a snowblower, like no handles, just the bottom part.
Yeah,
and that's your neighbor to the right. So who is, you can evict one from the neighbor, you can banish one from the neighborhood. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be the dime dropper or the yard storage?
How deep you want me to go? I can tell you from a real estate perspective, you don't want Sanford and Sons next door.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that will help to diminish your property value.
Sure.
However,
yeah.
And that's something that you kind of have to deal with. It's a minimal thing that you deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But the dime dropper,
yep.
Boy, they are just looking to ruin your good time. So you deal with life on a daily basis, and when you're looking to just break out and have a good time, the dime dropper calls. I don't know. That I kind of feel like I got to give the edge to the dime dropper.
Okay, dime dropper wins. I'm gonna hand it. Whoop! I just turned off my phone here. Okay, the dime dropper wins. Moving to the next round. Okay, that's for the community conference. Let's go now to the neighborhood conference. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Hold on. Oh my God.
So are we going back and forth on this?
Yeah, but
okay.
I'm just trying to find my email. Okay, here it is. Okay, so this one is the, we have the driveway defender.
Yep.
Versus the doo-doo dropper.
Ooh. Okay.
Who's worse? The person who is very territorial doesn't affect you because you don't have to turn around their driveway, but it extends to other things.
Yeah.
For example, if the mailman happens to accidentally put your mail in their mailbox, they return it. They come at dinner time and they rap on the door and they hand it to you, and they kindly, passively, aggressively remind you that you live at 6 Johnson Avenue. And they live at 8 Johnson Avenue. And it would be great if you could clear up your matter with your postal service person. That person, right? That
kind of stuff.
What do you think?
Oh, I think they probably have a very distinctive knock where when they knock, you know who it is.
What does it sound like?
You know, it's probably... That would be my annoyed knock, mm-hmm. you know? Courteous, but annoyed.
Here's my passive aggressive.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That one?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Okay.
Go on.
Let's do the others. Let's do them all. Yep. First round. Hit okay. First round.
Yep. So we got the doo-doo dropper versus the driveway defender.
Yeah.
Right. And the doo-doo mm-hmm. dropper is as we've gone over, the person with the dog that drops.
Yeah.
Or doesn't clean up the poo on the sidewalk mm-hmm. or your yard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the doo-doo dropper.
Doo-doo dropper is worse.
Doo-doo dropper is worse.
Okay. So going to the next round, yep. we have the... dime dropper versus the doo-doo dropper.
Ooh.
A lot of droppers.
Oh, okay.
A lot of storylines here.
A lot of storylines. The dime dropper versus the doo-doo dropper.
That is a one dandy of an alliteration.
All right. This mm-hmm. is an easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
The dime dropper wins.
Whoa, we can't go. No. And, dude, that's the next... We go on the round the next week.
My apologies.
It's a tournament.
Oh, God.
Okay, now let's go back and see. We have two more contests. Let's go back to the action in the community conference.
Okay.
So we have the incessant borrower.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got the lawnmower.
Yep.
Can't buy enough milk during the week, so by Thursday they're asking for a cup. That person. Or do you want to live next to the gossip girl who just... is talking shit about everybody at the bus stop every day. Sometimes.
And again, I'm not supposed to answer this.
No, this one you can.
Oh, I can't. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with the gossip girl.
Going with the gossip girl.
Gossip girl wins this battle because nobody wants their shit out there.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And who knows how they tell the story? You know?
Right.
It may not even be funny.
Yeah. And also, remember you played telephone when you were a kid?
Yeah. Like, oh, good.
Rumors get embellished and, you know,
yep,
changed up. Okay, last contest.
Yes.
This is to see who plays Gossip Girl
mm-hmm.
in the next round.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So we have Dime Dropper versus the Doo-Doo Dropper, and we have Gossip Girl versus, is it going to be Boo Radley or the Loud Equipment Guy? Guy that's working on the project.
All right, so Boo Radley is sort of the non-existent recluse, right?
Yep, but there's a... You said earlier there's a mystique. There's also a rumor.
Yeah.
And the rumor is about his past, and it's not it's not great. You know, it's actually a little... It's obscured with a...
Mystery. Intrigue.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there is an aura.
Enigma. It's an enigma wrapped in a mystery.
Oh, boy.
Shrouded in. Yeah. God. A riddle. So they might be a serial killer.
But, oh, boy.
Unconfirmed. Yeah.
Wow.
You can't find anything about them on the internet. It's like they don't even exist.
This is a tough one because you're going with somebody, the equipment guy, Loud Equipment Guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's either, you know, pushing the boundaries on how Lady's doing it, or it's kind of annoying, maybe wrong time, and it's loud and it's annoying, versus the person who is not annoying, but at the same time, maybe they are because you don't know what they're up to. So, you know, that kind of like plays in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Boy, this is a tough one. I'm gonna send it to you for the tiebreaker.
Kicking it over?
How about that?
The Boo Radley.
Yeah,
as long as they keep their lawn mowed and maintained, and
look,
you know, they don't start creeping into the yard storage guy area.
Okay,
they keep to themselves and all their business. Mm. They keep their side of the street clean. I'm fine with that. The Loud Equipment Guy, you know,
although the Loud Equipment Guy probably has a nicer looking yard.
Yeah,
and does the recluse, you know,
right? Well, that's what I'm saying. If we take that part out of it,
yeah,
I don't know. I can't live with the noise. I moved out of Boston because of the noise.
Okay.
Jackhammering when I'm trying to sleep at 11 in the morning.
You're going to.
That was a joke, 11 in the morning.
Oh.
Okay. So there you go, folks.
It's a yard guy wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gossip Girl versus Loud Equipment Yard Guy. All right. Want to do an ad?
Yeah, let's do an ad.
All right. Let me find my ad. We have a new advertiser. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, who is it?
I've
heard really great things about all of your advertisers, by the way. I've been paying attention.
Yeah, we got a new advertiser. Let me just... Oh, hey, look at this. I just pulled it up. It's you.
Wow. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is the infomercial. This is the first time that we've got the guest as the sponsor on the show.
How about that?
So you're wearing a lot
this
of hats.
We got three things going on. We got the camera. We got the first time advertiser on the show.
Yeah.
And wasn't there something else?
This is your third time.
My third time.
Yep.
Wow.
You're wearing a lot of hats right now. You're wearing your Walsh team hat.
Yep, wearing the Walsh team hat.
Okay, so you sent me some copy. I'm gonna read this.
Yeah.
This is your ad. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Scuttle Buddies. Ever think about upgrading your digs to something that'll make your town gossip more about your good taste than your questionable lawn ornaments? Do you remember the lawn ornament of, we used to call it the fat lady butt board?
Oh, my God. Yeah. The gardener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bent over. We thought they were always funny and tacky funny.
It took me 20 years to realize it wasn't a mushroom.
Oh,
and that it was an old woman in her bloomers.
Yeah. Bent over. Picking weeds or deadheading the roses. Yeah, I don't see them anymore. Those were my favorites.
Yeah.
You're saying those don't help curb appeal?
Yeah, maybe in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's where I'm from, right?
Me too.
Okay. Meet Evan Walsh from the Walsh team at William Revis Real Estate. This man's not just selling houses. He's selling sex appeal. I misread that. He's selling your next hold my beer moment in the best of Metro West. All right. Did you write this or did AI get a hand in
this? Listen,
this is good.
I refuse... I will not confirm or deny any allegations that you may hold against me.
Okay. Got a place that screams unique charm so loudly it scares the mailman?
Ooh.
Evan's your guy to turn that scream into a dream.
Amen.
Making buyers line up like it's Black Friday at the liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Dreaming of a new pad? Evan's got the inside scoop on homes so perfect your in-laws will want to move in.
Ooh.
But let's keep that our little secret.
Shh.
Would you let your in-laws move in?
In-laws? Well, my parents actually live at my house. We have an in-law suite for them.
Yeah.
But
you live with them, but you don't live with them.
Yeah.
It's like you shut your door.
Yeah, they're in another.
It's kind of like
It's a full in-law addition, basically.
Yeah. Evan's got an awesome refurbished log cabin with a whole house attached to it. So he lives in the house, but the log cabin part... It's kind of like when you get two hotel rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the kids' adjoining room, hotel the parents' rooms. Room.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Open the door.
But, you know, I do actually like my mother-in-law. But could she live with us? I don't know.
Yeah. I'll get old real quick. Let's see. Sometimes I can't read well, just so you know. So, for a move that's less, what were they thinking, and more, wow, can I get their autograph? Check out WalshTeam.com or give Evan a buzz at 508-341-4904. That's 508-341-4904. It's time to make your real estate adventure the talk of the town for all the right reasons.
Absolutely.
And don't flip a coin over this guy.
He's not worth it.
He's worth more than that. Yeah, he's worth it. He's worth more than that. That's what I meant. Okay. How much time do we have? Do you have a little bit of time?
I got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Let's do 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll close it. Okay. Real quick. What do you have?
Well, I have my outro.
Okay. Well, let me do my thing real quick.
Yep.
So we got a political season coming up.
Oh boy.
Okay. I hate political, the election year.
Yep.
It's awful. The division, it's already bad, but it's going to get worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have two 80-something-year-old guys running for president. Both of them cannot be the president. Both of them cannot be the president.
I cannot make any political statements due to my occupation.
Yeah. I don't think anyone loves the candidate that they're voting for. It's
the same thing every year. Nobody likes the candidates. I wish there was somebody else, you know.
Well, we have 4 minutes left, so let me make it quick.
Go ahead.
I don't like yard signs. They are... Well, not good for your curb appeal, but file it under nobody gives a shit.
Mm-hmm.
File it under, hey, neighbor, you want to, like, take the litter off your front yard? But the big thing is these things don't work. I've never heard anybody say, you know, it's not so much the issues I'm concerned with, but proper placement and quantity of yard signs, you know? And if you're doing a bicolor and you didn't go tricolor, I just feel like you're cheap, and that's gonna transfer to some of the programs that I want funded, and I'm just a little concerned about you because of your yard signs. Or, oh, I love your yard sign, I'm totally voting for you. Well, I did some research on this. Here's a Washington Post article.
Yeah.
Sorry, campaign managers, lawn signs are only 98.3% useless.
Interesting.
Yeah. Between 1984 and 2012, use of lawn signs in campaigns quadrupled, which is interesting. Remember when we were kids?
Yeah.
How many Ronald Reagan signs did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone voted for that guy.
Absolutely.
Saw a couple signs.
Yep.
It wasn't like everyone's. I did see one Mondale sign. Anywho.
Times were different then.
Yes. Campaign managers like things that are measurable and demonstrate past effects. Lawn signs don't fit into either category. And campaign managers actually look at it similar to handing out flyers at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of like, so I wonder, is this just a tradition? Like, are we doing it just for tradition? Like, what if we all just agreed to lay down our swords and put our resources into something else?
Sure.
Especially if you're running on, like, a green platform.
Yeah.
Like, if AOC has yard signs, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, it seems like a contradiction, doesn't it?
Yeah, who's the senator from Vermont, the wacko guy with the hair?
Bernie?
Yeah, Bernie.
Feel the burn!
Bernie Sanders bumper stickers? Bernie Sanders signs? Like, this is wasted resources. The carbon footprint is ridiculous. Okay. Donald Green, a professor at Columbia University, has done decades of work. I did a research project here. He partnered with researchers at universities in upstate New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he came up with.
Oh.
This is his statement. It appears that signs typically have a modest effect on advertising candidates' vote shares, an effect that is probably greater than zero, but unlikely to be large enough to alter the outcome of a contest that would otherwise be decided by more than a few percentage points.
Interesting.
Okay, so you're saying, it doesn't work.
It's a waste
of time and resources.
Money. I think given where we are today, mm-hmm. times have changed, you know. So before the advent of social media, I think yard signs were probably more effective. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see the historical data on such a trend.
Interesting. Well, how about this? Oh, okay. So you want to know what the effect is? Basically, the study found, like, what is the result? They said only 2.2% of races were within 1.7 percentage points, according to our analysts of initial results. So in other words, this yard sign thing could matter in only 1 in 50 races.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So 1 in 50 races would be so close where maybe you had some more yard signs and that pushed it over the limit.
Maybe this is the 50th one.
Yeah.
Statistically.
That's what people are going to think. But come on. You know what I would do? I would take the chance.
You know
that's a safe calculation, right? And I would invest that money and time into something better.
You know who loves yard signs?
Who?
The people that make them.
Oh, yeah.
That's your answer.
There you go. Yeah. Keep that industry going. Here we go. We have another. Where's that other one? Here's another one. An article, and I'll close it up.
Yep.
Lawn signs can swing an election, study finds. Well, because I got to corroborate my sources, right? Four randomized field experiments in a study led by author Donald Green of Columbia. Wait, didn't we just talk about this?
Is that the one?
Yeah.
He did another one?
No. And several others found that lawn signs increased voter share by 1.7 percentage points on average.
Oh.
A positive increase, but not a large one.
Do you see what they did?
Listen, here's a quote. It appears that signs typically have a modest effect on advertising candidates, voter share. Did we just say this?
Dude.
So we have Washington Post saying it's garbage. It's 98.3% useless. And then Politico says, it has a 1.7 percentage of working.
They took the exact same data from the exact same study.
Yeah.
And one spun it one way, the other spun it the other way.
Yeah.
And to benefit their cause.
The consumer, this is where you as a consumer has to think. So I corroborated the story. Yes, this indeed happened.
Yeah.
There's two takes on the same thing. Now over to me. What do I think? You're the judge and the jury. You heard both sides. They don't work. I wouldn't put money into anything
You know what?
Would you go get surgery if there was a 98.3% chance that you're not waking up from it? Of course not.
No.
It's a waste of time. And that's actually a terrible analogy. But
given that I've had surgery, I understand where you're going with it.
Right.
You know, it's one of those situations, and I always say, I got clowns to the left of me. I got jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
That's right.
That's it.
Rolling Stones, baby. Love them. Want to close it up?
Was that the Rolling Stones?
No, that was a joke.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow.
It was Steeler's Wheel.
Yeah, okay. That makes, yeah.
One hit wonder.
I was just thinking everyone, of Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, that's where it got revived. That's how our generation knows the song.
Oh, it's great. All right, Scuttle Buddies, that wraps up this week's episode where we delved into my real estate drama and despair, and we started or continued the March Madness Neighbors bracket. Who knew the world of neighborly nuisances could be so competitive? Whether you're dealing with a doo-doo dropper or a property pain in the ass, remember, it's all part of the unique tapestry that makes small-town living what it is. Don't forget to check out our social to vote for the matchup you found most outrageous or to share your own bad neighbor stories. Remember to keep your hedges high, your parties quiet, and your pets in your own yard. Until next time, he's Rick. I'm Evan, signing off from Small Town Scuttlebutt.